Mind you, the big story, of course, this morning, President Jacob Zuma announcing his cabinet reshuffle. It's the biggest in many, many years. And of course, the biggest move there. Finance Minister Pravin Gordhan axed and replaced by Malusi Gigaba. And the Deputy Finance Minister will now be Sifiso Buthelezi. And he will be replacing Mcebisi Jonas. Also, people such as Tina Jumat-Pedersen will have been axed. And she will be replaced by ANC MP Mamulogo Kubayi as Energy Minister. So these are some of the changes. Dipuo Peters also got the chop. She's among those who have been moved. Ngwakura Matlodi also is another one who has been moved. Let's get reaction now. We're on the line to the Secretary General of the ANC, Mr. Gweda Mantashe. Mr. Mantashe, good morning.
Morning, Golan.
Thank you very much. Please give us your reaction then. Were you aware that there was going to be this wholesale change?
There was a discussion on Monday. But that discussion was more on the area of the finance minister. When we left there, it was quite clear to us that he was going to be reshuffled. The rest of the reshuffling, I can't describe it yesterday as being informed. I can't use the word consulted on the matter.
Okay, so the ANC was informed and not consulted.
That's how I describe it, because we're given a list that was complete. And my own view, as a Secretary General, I felt like this list has been developed somewhere else, is given to us to legitimize it. And my own view is that I'm very uncomfortable because areas where ministers do not perform have not been tested. Ministers who have been moved, the majority of them are the performing ministers. I'm just uncomfortable with it.
All right, I'm going to come back to that in a minute, but let me go back to the issue of the finance minister. There was a meeting on Monday, and you say that when the president left, it was clear that he wants to reshuffle. But what was the reaction of other officials, including yourself? Were you happy with that decision?
No, we can't be happy with that because we think that the finance minister was a hard worker. We don't want to cast aspersions against the new minister of finance. We'll work with the cadres of the movement that have been appointed to positions. But there was quite a serious discussion about removing the minister of finance. There are things that have been changed since then, because even then we expressed our views. And I regard that was more a consultation than informing us, because they were given space to express our views, which we did. Some of the things that were put forward were changed. That is what consultation does. That's where we are.
So you are unhappy with the changes, because ultimately we've got to look at what this means for the country. You are talking about a finance minister that you yourself say was hardworking, had assisted in staving off a number of downgrades, had been able to mobilize other social partners to go and sell a good story about South Africa. What is the impact on South Africa going forward?
That's why I say I don't want to cast aspersions on the new minister. You may work well. My experience is that all the time with new ministers, there is a negative reaction, but all the time they come up to be good. And I always argue with people when I talk to them that it is the ANC that make ministers, not the other way around. And I'm still hopeful. But all I'm saying is that the process made me a little bit jittery and uncomfortable.
But if you are uncomfortable, is there anything you can do, or are you also throwing your hands out in the air like all of us and saying,
I'm not throwing hands up on the air. Is that when the ANC is unhappy in the internal processes, the president has a right to invoke his constitutional prerogative in terms of the control of the republic. And I think this is what has happened in this case.
But he must know, is that what you're saying? He must know that the ANC is unhappy with these changes.
He must not know, he knows.
He knows that the ANC is unhappy with the changes. One of the things that you've just said now is that you think the list then that came through yesterday was developed elsewhere. But where would this be?
I don't know.
But certainly it wasn't within the ANC structures.
No.
But you see, it is such an important comment that you're making, because this list, which was developed elsewhere, was developed by a party that clearly was not elected by the people of South Africa. People elected the ANC to run government. So who else then has the power to do this list other than the ANC? Has the ANC, has the ANC then outsourced the electoral mandate that was given to it?
No, that's not what I'm saying, Poland. I'm saying the president of the ANC came with a list, said this is the things I'm affecting. You can comment if you want to comment, but this is my decision. And I'm saying, I don't think the president of the ANC is outside of the ANC, but I am telling you that our views on that list counted for naught.
All right. Mr. Mandashe, I've got to thank you very much for coming through. Mr. Mandashe, he is the Secretary General of the ANC.